Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're in tune with the weekly half-hour broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a worship service, a few minutes dedicated to singing and prayer, reading the Word of God, a short message, worship of the Lord, lifting up Jesus' name with other saints. Let's praise Him now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh yes, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And again, we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. Thank you for taking time to worship with us today. We're going to do our best not to waste 1 minute of your time. Radio time is very expensive, and your time is very valuable. And we want every minute on this broadcast to count for the Lord Jesus Christ. Have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information just a little later on. In the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 2, the Word of God to begin today's broadcast says, "Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied." Praise the Lord for the Word of God. God is a mathematician, and here He is multiplying to us peace and love. He doesn't just add or divide or subtract. Sometimes He multiplies. Praise the Lord, and He is not only adding peace and love to you, He is multiplying it to you. All right, let's take a Holiness Hymns of Praise. Let's turn to page 255. Here's one you don't hear very often. I Want to Make the Bride. Lord, don't let me fail. I want to make the bride. When my way is drear, Lord, keep me by Thy side. When my way is dark, let me always see something in my life that Thou hast done for me. Through tribulation great, the saints are gathering home to have a jubilee around the Father's throne. With miracles and signs, He now confirms His word. Arise and shine, and thou shalt see the glory of the Lord. Lord, don't let me fail. I want to make the bride. When my way is drear, Lord, keep me by Thy side. When my way is dark, let me always see something in my life that Thou hast done for me. The Comforter has come, The Spirit is outpoured now with other tongues. We magnify the Lord. The latter rain is here. The harvest to prepare, and soon the saints will all arise to meet him in the air. The day is almost come, the signs are everywhere. Soon the waiting saints will meet him in the air. The morning star appears, my spirit gladly sings. The Son of Righteousness is near with healing in his wings. Lord, don't let me fail. I want to make the bride when my way is drear. Keep me by thy side when my way is dark. Let me always see something in my life that thou hast done for me. Well, I learned that from longtime missionary and preacher evangelist A.N. Trotter many years ago. Brother Trotter, back in the early days of his ministry, traveled the world, preached the gospel, and was well known. And I thank the Lord that I had opportunity to be in under his ministry at times and also to be acquainted with him. He was a wonderful man of God. John 14, verse 12, for our precious promise today, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the words that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Again, wonderful words of life from the Word of God. I received a text just a few days ago from Mark, one of our listeners over in Missouri, and he had gone to have some x-rays and scans on his arm for the possibility of skin cancer. And he sent me back a note today telling me that there is no cancer. And we're praising the Lord with Mark. And we're praising the Lord for your answered prayers. Our God today is on the throne, and his eyes are upon the righteous, and he's hearing our prayers. He's listening to us. So let's bring our request to him now. Let's call upon him. Just bring your request together. Father, we thank you today that we can believe on you. And Lord, we're thankful today that we see the works that you do. And Lord, we're just so thankful today that you have gone to your Father, and we can still have great works taking place among us, even greater works. We're so thankful, Lord, that we can ask in your name, the precious name of Jesus. We're so thankful, Lord, that you promised to do things for us when we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, that the Father would be glorified in the Son. Lord, it's wonderful words of life. Lord, their spirit and their life, their encouragement and their food for our soul. And I pray today, Lord, you'll minister to every need. We're glad for Mark's testimony, Lord, and we're thankful for testimonies of others that we hear from time to time. Lord, we're glad that we have been able to pray with people during this broadcast ministry through the years, and we've heard great results and great responses from you over their prayers. Lord, you have saved souls. You have baptized believers in the Holy Ghost. You've healed sick bodies and met financial needs and brought homes together, restored families, provided jobs. Lord, the list just continues to go on. We're so thankful, Lord, and as a congregation today, we bring all of our requests to you. In the name of Jesus, we bring all of our requests to you now. Lord, across this congregation, hear their prayers. Lord, it'd be impossible for me to name every request, but as their requests are being made known unto you, I pray in Jesus' name today, you'll hear them and answer them according to your word and according to your will, according to our faith. Father, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord, for this time. Bless the furtherance of this service, we pray. Meet every need in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm learning to lean. I'm learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. I need more power than I've ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Sing it now. I'm learning to lean. I'm learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. I need more power than I've ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. We'll give you some contact information a little later on. Here's a song of encouragement. The tomb is empty. Let's worship and praise him today. Go tell the people the tomb is empty, and it's there for the world to see. The chains of death and all its power is swallowed up in victory. Oh, hallelujah, our Lord is risen. He has come forth from the grave. Death is defeated, the stone is rolled back, the tomb is empty where he lay. Hallelujah. He is the true life, our blessed Savior. And he died for the world to save. His resurrection is our assurance that we shall rise up from the grave. Oh, sing it now. Oh, hallelujah. Our Lord is risen. He has come forth from the grave. Death is defeated, the stone is rolled back, the tomb is empty where he lay. One more time. Oh, hallelujah, our Lord is risen. He has come forth from the grave. Death is defeated, the stone is rolled back, the tomb is empty where he lay. Hallelujah. Well, I hope that that excited you. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the weekly 30-minute worship service of the Power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. And our ministry is listener-supported, and we cannot do this without you. And so after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you had something you'd like to share with the Power of Pentecost, it would be appreciated, large or small, one time or many times. No gift is too large or too small. Don't be embarrassed. And if you don't have any funds to send, you can still contact us. We'd love to hear from you. You can send a song or prayer request if you want to. Any comments about our broadcast. Anyway, any mail should be directed and any check should be made payable to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. And you can call or text 618-214-1410. And then our website is always available if you miss the broadcast or the radio time is inconvenient or you want to hear it again or whatever reason, is www.pentecostalradio.org. www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online and select the date, and you can worship with us there. And then also on the front page, if you'd like to make a contribution with your debit or credit card, just click donate and follow the prompts. You don't have to set up an account. It is a safe transaction. There are no hidden fees or charges. I'm notified immediately when you do that. Thank you so much. Have your Bible open in just a little while to Luke chapter 2 and 2 Timothy chapter 3. Where do you see my brand new home? Hallelujah. Oh, let's rejoice in the fact of what God has for us. If you're awed by this world and all its beauty, many stately mansions daily you may see, but without great wealth, I know I'll never own one. And you will neither if you're no more rich than me. But if your soul will look beyond what man is building, you can see what earthly mortals cannot see. For on the other side of Jordan there's construction of a mansion being built for you and me. Just wait till you see my brand new home. Wait till you see its beauty rare. Nothing down here can compare. Oh, wait till you see my brand new home. My heavenly Father's building me, and I'm gonna occupy for free. Just wait till you see my brand new home. My new home will not set upon foundations that are man-made and will someday pass away. It won't be built where the storms of life can batter, where the raindrops often hide the light of day. But the cornerstone of God is my foundation. The root of David, Christ the Lord, my coming King. What a welcome and homecoming there awaits me. And I'm expecting any day to move right in. And wait till you see my brand new home. Wait till you see its beauty rare. Nothing down here can compare. Oh, wait till you see my brand new home. My Heavenly Father's building me. I'm gonna occupy for free. Just wait till you see my brand new home. Hallelujah. In the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 7, and she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. We have been talking on some recent broadcasts concerning the fact why Christ is crowded out. And if we observe the events that have been taking place around us in the United States and in the world the last few weeks, we'd notice that things have not changed. Christ is still being crowded out. When he was born in Bethlehem, he was born in a stable because there was a crowd in the inn and there was no room for him. No room even for an infant baby, a little maybe 7-pound, 21-inch long baby. There was no room for him in the inn. He was forced out of that space, and the fact that Mary was with child and ready to give birth had no significance and did not change one thing. Christ was forced out of that space. He was out of a space because something else had filled that space. The reason there was no room in the inn is because all the rooms were filled up. The space that could have been the Savior space was taken up and filled by someone else. And if we go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, we have looked at the fact that social pressures have crowded him out. And we've looked at the fact that secular pleasures have crowded him out. And sensual passions, may God help us, have crowded him out. 2 Timothy 3:6 says, "For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." Immoral standards have crowded Christ out of millions of lives. Illicit sex, including adultery and homosexuality, the transgender movement, all of these things and even more have invaded and polluted our world. May God help us today. But God's promises never fail. He has promised to judge those who commit such sins. So we need to pray, church. We need to lift up our faith and live pure and holy lives to be temples of the Holy Ghost. The Bible teaches us that ye are not your own. You have been bought with a price. He has instructed us that ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And he has also informed us that he will not abide in an unclean temple. So let's look to the Lord today. When we hear of all of these things, we've heard on the news recently about sex trafficking and the abuse of children. We hear about child pornography and all of these things. We're living in a sick world. No wonder Christ has been crowded out. He was crowded out when he came to earth to be the Savior of mankind, and he's crowded out today in just different ways. He is not a babe in Bethlehem today. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords at the right hand of the Father, preparing a people for his soon return. Let's come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. And he said, I will receive you. May God help us today to realize that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, as I just mentioned, and he does not abide in an unclean temple. Selfish pursuits is another thing that has crowded out. If we go to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 2, we notice this, that men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, despisers of those that are good. May the Lord help us today. Temporal possessions are crowding Christ out of the lives of millions of people. The pursuit of earthly wealth is consuming our lives, and it's consuming our love. The Lord doesn't mind if you have a nice home and a nice car and a good job and nice clothes. The Lord doesn't mind if you have, you know, nice furniture and all of these things. The problem is when the house and the cars and the furniture and the clothes, all these things have you. They mean more to you than Jesus Christ himself. When I go to church, I like to dress in my Sunday best. I like to look my best. You say, well, preacher, you're filled with pride. No, I'm not filled with pride. I'm filled with respect for the Lord Jesus Christ. If I were invited to go and stand before the King of England, King Charles, or if I were invited to the White House and invited in the Oval Office where the president is, I, my friend, would want to look my best. If I could do it, I'd probably buy a new outfit just to wear in the presence of such influential men. But I want you to know today, may the Lord help us not to be selfish, but may the Lord help us to have nice things, but not to let nice things have us. We must give Christ our prime time and the first place in our life. We are to love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind, and with all of our strength. We're told in Luke chapter 10, verse 27, making room for Christ means loving our neighbor. We are to love our neighbor as ourself. We are to love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength, with all of our mind. We are to love our neighbor as ourself. I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. Thank you for worshiping with us today. If you'd like special prayer, you can call right now or anytime, 618-214-1410. The mailing address, The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You've been endued with power from on high, The Power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And wait till you see my brand new home. Wait till you see. and compare.